Anthem, one of the largest health insurance companies in the country, says that hackers broke into its computer system and stole the personal information of up to 80 million customers and employees, including names, addresses, employment information, and social security numbers. Adam Levin is the chairman and founder of Identity Theft 911. He's also the former director of the New Jersey Division of Consumer Affairs, and he joins us now. Adam, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
And it feels like every few months now we hear about hackers gaining access to huge troves of people's personal information, Sony, Target, Home Depot, Staples. What is your thought when you hear about another breach like this one at Anthem today?
Well, I think it confirms once again that breaches have become the third certainty in life and that we have to adjust to a world where, as consumers and businesses, we all have to do everything we can possibly do to mitigate our risk of exposure. We have to then monitor in any which way we can to make sure that we know as quickly as possible we have a problem. And then we have to have a damage control program in place. For businesses, it's something that will handle problems their consumers are facing. And for consumers, it's something that will help them put their lives back together again.
Well, and in this case, it doesn't look like medical records or credit card numbers were taken. At least that's what Anthem is saying. But social security numbers were. Why are social security numbers such a popular target for hackers?
Because they're really the skeleton key to your life. That there are so many different things that you can do once you get your hands on somebody's social security number. And from a consumer's perspective, once someone has your social security number, you have to keep looking over your shoulder for the rest of your life because that number will not be changed by the Social Security Administration.
You can't get a new one if you get hacked?
No. I mean, there have been, I would suspect, a handful of cases for a variety of reasons where they may have been changed. But I'm really not aware of anyone being able to get it changed simply because they've been a victim of an identity theft.
So why do we give it out all over the place? That's the next question. Why are we giving it to the cable company and the company that's giving us an auto loan and the company that is providing us phone service? Why are we giving our social security number out if it's so hard to get a new one and it's apparently so easy to hack?
Social security numbers have really become the coin of the realm. And as a result, it's something that people do without even giving it a second thought. And unfortunately, that's a very dangerous thing to do. Social Security numbers were originally developed for the purpose of taxation and government identification in very specific areas. Over the years, they have become the key that opens everything that you may want to be involved in. There have been legions of stories about how people have given away Social Security numbers to organizations that are helping their kids play sports. They've given them away to every bank, every employer, all the different things where they really won't originally, they weren't designed to do this. The military, everything you did, everything you turned up until recently was based on Social Security numbers.
Well, can we now, say no?
Yes, you can say no. There are a variety of circumstances where you can and you should. First is, if anybody calls you or sends you an email that looks official, say absolutely no. The reason is because you should be in control of the communication. They shouldn't be. So if you're approached that way, you have to assume it's a phishing attack. The only way that someone should be asking you for your Social Security number is if you make the call, you're in control, you know exactly who you're talking to, and it would be understandable. You know who they are. But they don't know who you are, so they need to confirm. If the public school is asking you for it, give them your utility bill to confirm your address, your email and phone number. Also give them channels to contact you in an emergency.
What about the cable company?
The cable company is running a credit report on you in order to determine whether or not to give you credit. Now, you could take the position, I'll even allow you to ACH my bank account if you want, but I won't give you my Social Security number. You can try. They can also say that they won't do it. So it's negotiation.
When you say ACH my bank account, what do you mean by that?
That means they make a direct debit from your bank account.
And you think that they might even go with that?
They may go with it. But if they're going to, run a report in order to determine whether or not you're credit worthy, since Social Security numbers are firmly embedded in our financial system and will be until someone can come up with a more clever credit protection number, we're kind of stuck with it.
That's Adam Levin, the chairman and founder of Identity Theft 911 and the former director of the New Jersey Division of Consumer Affairs, talking with us after this latest huge hack at Anthem, one of the largest health insurance companies in America. Adam, thank you.
Thank you.